Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Tsar by Ted Bell, performed by John Shea.
I cannot forecast to you the action of Russia. It is a riddle wrapped in a mystery, inside an enigma. Winston Churchill, 1939. Prologue, October 1962. The end of the world was in plain sight. Missiles sprouted in the cane fields of Cuba. American and Soviet battleships squared off in the South Atlantic. America's young president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, had had himself one hell of a week. The Kremlin's angry salvos continued night and day, as events spun rapidly out of control. Bellicose communiques volleyed and thundered between Moscow and Washington. Frayed nerves snapped and sizzled like live wires at either end. Diplomacy was long past the tipping point, and the old tried-and-true Cold War rules of engagement no longer applied. There were no rules, none at all, not now. Not since Russian Premier Nikita Khrushchev had started declaring, "We will bury you," to Western ambassadors, and banging a shoe on the table at the UN. And certainly not since Castro's imported Russian ICBMs had been discovered 90 miles from Miami. The once rock-solid fortress of Camelot, the cherished, peaceful realm of the handsome young king and his beautiful queen Jacqueline, had begun to crumble and crack. And through the ever-widening fissure, Jack Kennedy knew, lay a doorway.